Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, guys, of all the things that Jesus could pray for, the disciples could ask Jesus to help them with, they asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. Mm. I mean, of all the things they could have asked the Lord, they said, teach us to pray. And the Bible tells us that oftentimes, you know, Jesus was early seeking God and by himself. Mm-hmm. And they had to be looking at Jesus's prayer life. They had to be looking at, you know, what the Lord was doing and with his time. I mean, they saw the signs and the wonders. They saw the miracles. They saw the multitudes. They saw Jesus teaching with power and authority. But they also saw how Jesus would be by himself mm-hmm. in the morning in prayer. So much so, they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Matthew 18:18 says, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You know, Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, but he also gave them and gives us today authority. The authority we have as a believer, as a son and daughter of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is our Savior, we have the ability to pray, and we have the authority in Jesus' name. And in Luke 10:19, he says, I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and no thing will harm you. Mm-hmm. And so I think oftentimes we can forget that God has given us authority. Authority to pray, authority to transact kingdom business. And you look at what was happening in Acts. I mean, this is like the first moments of the church being recorded. Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful to see what they did with what the Lord gave them. I mean, God, you know, Jesus poured into them for 3 years. And now they were walking out everything that he had taught them. And they were obeying his word. But we find that in Acts 12, verse 1, it says, it was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. Now, think about that. Here is this wicked Herod.
Yeah.
He is arresting the church. And with all the intention now of persecuting and doing them harm. Now, get this. In the second verse, he says he had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. So already, I mean, these are not empty threats, but we already know that he had James already put to death. This was a really serious thing that was going on.
Yeah.
And this is not good. And so he also saw that it pleased the Jews, so he proceeded to seize Peter also. Now, think about this. I mean, here's a church being persecuted. Things are happening. And sometimes, you know, people wonder how come bad things happen. It's like, listen, in life you're going to have good stuff. There's going to be some bad stuff. And don't forget that the enemy is loose on the earth today. His plan is to steal, kill, and to destroy. And so God wants us. God has equipped us. He's given us the ability to pray. He's given us the ability to touch heaven. He's given us the ability to bind on earth, to loose, right? Mm-hmm. And to you know, transact kingdom business. And so God allows us to do this. And you ask, you know, why did God allow this? Well, you know, God has given the earth to us for man to rule. He's given it to us to rule. You know, the Lord oftentimes will not make a decision for us. He requires that we invite him into our affairs, that we invite the Lord into what's going on. He doesn't control us, right? He will not act oftentimes in an area that he has already empowered us to do. He's already given us the authority. He's already given us the ability to pray. And he wants us to exercise that authority that he has given us. He wants us to exercise it. He doesn't want us to become spiritually lazy.
Right.
Right? But he wants us to go in the place of battle, in the place of prayer, and to deal with the enemy. Because the enemy, like we said earlier, wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And what we're talking about is the authority of the believer. You know, all authority was established with God. And you look back at the Bible, and you look in the Bible that God gave that authority over to Adam. Right? God gave that authority to Adam, and Adam lost that authority. He lost the keys when he fell into sin because of Satan, him and Eve fell into sin. So God had the authority. He gave the keys over to Adam. Now, Now Adam lost the keys to Satan, and Jesus, who's the second Adam, had to come to restore all things, right? And to regain the keys that the enemy stole. And God gives us that authority today.
That's right.
He gives us that authority today. And so we need to be vigilant in prayer. So in verse 4, Peter was arrested. He's put into prison, and he's guarded by 16 guards, and he's locked up in chains.
Oh, wow.
And Herod intended to bring him to public trial after the Passover. So Peter's in trouble. He already knows that James was already killed by the sword. And here there's 16 guards, you know, guarding over Peter. But verse 5, I love this verse. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him.
Right.
But the church. My goodness, there's nothing like the praying church. There's nothing like when believers get together and they say, I am going to pray for you, and they mean it, and they do it, and God answers as a result. The church was praying. They were operating in authority, and they were not going to let Peter go down.
That's right.
They were praying. Mm-hmm. The power of prayer, the authority of the Lord, the authority of the believer. I mean, the word tells us that we've been given authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all, not some, all the power of the enemy, and no thing will harm you.
Mm-hmm.
And so they prayed. So they prayed, but in verse 7, this is what happened. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said. And the chains fell off Peter's wrist. You're talking about divine intervention. You're talking about the supernatural. You're talking about prayer that released angels, right? Mm. An angel to actually escort Peter outside of this prison. And so he was kind of a little bit confused. He didn't know what was going on, Peter, but he just followed. Mm-hmm. He gets out in the middle of the road, and this is Peter's confession. This is what Peter says. Then Peter came to himself and said, now I know without a doubt that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating. So here you see the church was praying. Peter gets free supernaturally. This is divine.
Yeah.
Supernaturally. And so he, in verse 12, he begins to walk to Mary's house, right? The mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and where they were praying. Now, in verse 13, it says, Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was overjoyed. She ran back without opening it and exclaimed, Peter's at the door. Peter's at the door.
It's shock.
You know, and of course, this, they encouraged me. You know, you look at the book of Acts, you see all these signs and wonders, and you think these were holy people. They were so perfect.
Right.
Oh my goodness. They, you know, these guys walked with Jesus, you know. They're human just like all of us, you know. And what was their response? This great prayer service that was happening there. What was their response? they said, "You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. What are you talking about? Now you're praying that God would touch Peter, that God would intervene, right, that God would set Peter free, right?"
Makes you wonder, were they praying with faith or just out of their heads? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know how it is. It's just praying, you know, and this is the thing when you're praying that sometimes you try to pray your will or how you think it's
how
going
it's
to
happen.
Yeah, you kind of plan it out. You just want to pray, God, your will be done, and let God do what he's going to do. Don't project on how it's going to happen. And I think that's the temptation we all have to say, well, Lord, I just pray, and we try to pray with some reasoning and some logic according to us, but we don't pray, God, you lead, I follow. Mm-hmm. You lead, I follow, and I'm not even going to begin to tell you what the steps are. I'm just going to go ahead and follow. And I believe it's probably the temptation that they probably faced in this moment because they were shocked that she said, get you out of your mind. So when she kept insisting that it was so, they said, it must be his angel. It can't be Peter.
Can't be
Peter. Shh, shh, stop praying. Stop praying. Peter is at the door. No, he's not there. Verse 16, but Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet and described how the Lord brought him out of prison. I mean, can you imagine the roar? Shh, shh, let me inside here.
Right.
And he testified on how they, moving in authority, praying, God heard their prayer. Let me tell you something. The power of a praying church, the power of the believer that knows that they have been given authority by God, and they pray in faith, watch and see what happens. Watch and see what happens. I'm telling you that this encourages us to know that God, you know, when we obey God, you know, he partners with us. He partners with us when we pray according to his will. And I'm just so encouraged by that because it's the authority that the Lord has given us. And when we execute that authority, when we function in the purpose that God's given us, then things happen.
That's right.
On earth as it is in heaven. And can you imagine the testimonies that came after that? All of a sudden, he was banging on the door and it was Peter. We told Rhoda she was out of her mind. We told her, I don't know what happened. But God set Peter free. The authority of the believer.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.